Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great start. 4-0 to start the season, playing against East Coast teams. Obviously, coming into this weekend, you're taking on the toughest league in the country. What do you expect to see out of the Buckeyes?
Well, I'm sure we're going to be in for some real battles. I mean, they're WCHA contests, and that's probably don't have to say any more than that. Every point is so valuable, and everybody wants them. So we know we're going into a hostile environment against a team that's going to be very hungry. But on the other hand, we're just anxious to play again. We've had our bye week. We had some time off, but I know both myself and the staff and the girls are really, really looking forward to playing again Friday night.
Two weekends ago, you took on Vermont and RPI. Both games were shutouts, 4-0 both games. You haven't given up many goals to your opponents this season. What do you think's been the key to that?
Well, certainly goaltending. I think both Britt and Aaron have been outstanding, but I think they'd also be the first to tell you that their teammates are really doing a nice job in front of them. And I think we've done a real good job to date of limiting teams' grade A scoring chances. We've done a nice job of protecting the front of the net. We've done a nice job of giving our goalies an opportunity to see the puck, and we've been doing a good job of clearing rebounds. So the combination has been the result. Is we haven't been giving up much lately. Certainly, it's going to be as we go forward, that's going to get tougher and tougher. But I just like our compete level in the D zone. We just talk about an attitude of being hard to play against, and so far the girls are doing a real nice job of being hard to play against.
I know coming into the season, people were wondering, well, you lost a lot of defensemen from a year ago. Even a Billich returns, but you've gotten some good play out of your freshmen. Talk about how impressed you are. A few of them have been on defense so far.
Yeah, no question. Our defense has done a tremendous job. Certainly, even in Chappie and Hutch and Ness are all our returning players have done a great job. But our freshmen have been really, really impressive. Alexis Joyce, to me, has played far beyond her years. I mean, she looks more like a junior senior just the way she plays. She just has that much poise and confidence, and she didn't play a whole lot of defense last year in high school, so that's even more impressive. Same thing with Emma Terrace. She's done she to me has just gotten better and better as we've gone along. Alex Bond is another freshman that's played every weekend. They don't play nervous. They don't look rattled. They just go out and play the game. So all three have done a real nice job, and it's been fun to see their progression.
So far, you've been able to split your goalies. All WCHA rookie. Brittany Mowat, of course, came into the season knowing, it was her job basically to lose that position. But Aaron Dieters has come in and played some good hockey between the pipes. Do you keep splitting them?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Aaron has come in and has been very impressive. Two starts, she's given up one goal. Those are tremendous numbers. But as we go into WCHA play, we're gonna take it a game at a time. Britt's it's her net Friday night. It's not just based on last year, but certainly that has to play a part because of her experience. She's been in these facilities, she's been in these venues. That kind of experience is certainly going to help. Certainly, the team plays. To me, they play with a lot of confidence with her back there. But it's also reassuring to know that Aaron is right there in case I need her. But we're going to start with Britt Friday night, and we'll go from there.
Ohio State plays in a very small, old rink. Have your coaches or your captains told you or given you any clue as to what to expect this weekend?
You know what? Believe it or not, when I was at Western Michigan way back in the early and mid-80s, we played there. I cannot believe it's still there, and that's the venue they still play in. But it is what it is. That's not going to matter. I mean, the 200 by 85 is still the same, and it's going to be a very hotly contested game. And again, we're looking forward to getting there.
Your team has gotten scoring by committee. I mean, just about everybody. I think there's only four players and the two goaltenders that haven't gotten a point this season. What do you think has been the key to your success so far?
I think they're real unselfish. They're playing as a team. We're not relying on any one player, any one line. Nobody's trying to be a hero. I think when when the better hockey play is to move the puck, they're moving it, because when you do that, you usually get the puck back. So you're just seeing a lot of that. You're seeing a group of women playing together as a team, and like I say, they're being unselfish, and we're able to roll four lines, which has certainly helped. And we've benefited by having some breaks and puck luck, but a lot of times when you work hard, you're gonna get those kind of bounces.
Ohio State got beat last weekend by Wisconsin 6-0 and 3-0. A team like that back on their home turf, I think they're going to be hungry or down about their losses.
Well, I know which one I'd like them to be, but I'm sure they're going to be a little ornery coming off a weekend where they got beat twice, and obviously against a very, very good Wisconsin team. So you certainly have to factor that in. But you're right; they are playing at home, and I'm sure that they certainly view this as a pretty intense rivalry. And again, you just factor in that it's a WCHA contest and how important these points are. We know they're going to be ready, yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, though, they are coming off a couple of losses, and hopefully that's in the back of their mind too.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll try to talk to you before tomorrow's game.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks to Jim Scanlon, head coach of the BSU Beavers, for joining us on our Bonusa pregame show. It's a Marketplace Foods weekend here on the Beaver Radio Network. Stop by Marketplace Express and fill up with Shell gas and healthy snacks. You're just steps away from a bakery, deli, and produce department. Marketplace Express, a convenience store with grocery store prices. Time now to take a look at what's happening around the WCHA. Last weekend in women's hockey action, top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers didn't give up a single goal to Ohio State last weekend, blanking the Buckeyes 6-0 and 3-0. St. Cloud State split their Lindenwood series, defeating the Lady Lions on Friday 2-0, but falling the next day 5-3. Minnesota defeated UMD the first night 3-0, but the Bulldogs took the Gophers to an overtime shootout Saturday. North Dakota swept Minnesota State 5-0 and 2-1 in Mankato, and your Bemidji State Beavers were off last weekend. Tonight, in WCHA women's hockey action, St. Cloud State's at Minnesota State, Minnesota Duluth at North Dakota, and Wisconsin hosting Minnesota. Tonight, we're headed to Ohio State as the Beavers will take on the Buckeyes, coming up in just minutes here. The Bemidji State men's hockey team split last weekend with then-ranked number 2 University of North Dakota, recording the first Beaver win at UND since the 1970s. The Beavers won 5-1 on the road the first night, but fell 2-1 in their home opener at the Sanford Center. BSU men's hockey is off this weekend and returns to the ice, taking on the Gophers at Mariucci Arena next weekend. At BSU this weekend, it is homecoming as Beaver volleyball team opens up tonight's action, 7 o'clock against Moorhead at the BSU Gymnasium. Tomorrow, women's soccer takes on Northern State at the Chet Anderson Stadium at 11 a.m. Football follows at 2:30 p.m. against Minot State in the annual Beaver Bash and Homecoming Bash as well, as we will start our fun Beaver football live at Diamond Point beginning at 11:30. Bonusa pregame show at 2 o'clock, 2:30 with kickoff. Steve Pappas will have the action on the Beaver Radio Network. Volleyball then wraps up their weekend, taking on number 24 Northern State at 5 o'clock at the BSU Gymnasium. And then Sunday, women's soccer taking on Moorhead in the Cheryl Smith Memorial Game, named after former Beaver soccer player Kara Smith's mom, who lost her battle with cancer. That game's at 1 o'clock at the Chet. We close out our Bonusa pregame show next with the First National Bank keys of the game. We'll visit with BSU head coach Jim Scanlon one more time. The Beavers taking on Ohio State, coming up soon right here on the Beaver Radio Network.